Every week, our friends at the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park, they set the table for us to blow off a little steam. This is a weekly tradition, you know it, a chance for you to bring us your hot takes, to bring the heat. We want to hear it. These are real emails sent to talk@ryanjesperson.com. It's the flamethrower presented by the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. I love this one from Graham. Not really a flamethrower, but I wanted to open with it. Graham says, Jespo, Johnny, you guys seem to be catching a lot of shit these days from all sides. That means you're doing it right. You're never going to please everybody. Says, I've read comments, Jespo, that you're a Trudeau puppet, that you're a UCP shill, that you're an NDP agenda pusher. It's both hilarious and sad how people get so worked up over this. Graham says, I don't follow politics too closely and I rely on Real Talk to hear all sides, which I appreciate. Keep it up, Graham. We promise we will. How about this one from Reese, who says, howdy, I'm shocked to discover that the people signing a recall petition for our careless, reckless, purely ideological progressive leader Jody Gondek might also have very similar political leanings as a whole. This is some serious 99 level big brain stuff right there from Dr. Dwayne Bratt. Literally nobody could have seen this coming. Nice sleuthing, Dwayne. Reese says, I'm laughing my ass off. But seriously, Jespo, I do honestly hate you, but I respect the hell out of what you're doing here. Although you're still a crazy progressive in my opinion, at least you try to be somewhat fair. We need more speech, more debate, not less. And if that's what you're trying to bring to the table, then I'm all for it. Thanks. How about this one from Chris, who says, here's my take on Jespo's interview with Premier Danielle Smith and why she deserves very little trust. Ned Nenshi brought up the Tylenol debacle, the privatization of Dynalife Labs, ads for the Alberta Pension Plan, utility costs to the public, and doctors, ER, and ambulance availability. What did Danielle Smith respond with? Discussion with stakeholders, and no NDP leadership campaign will go on the record with their accomplishments, putting words in the mouths of candidates? Chris says, Nenshi's correct on this. She is immoral. What a sham of a leader. That from Chris. How about this one from Sheldon, who says, this is a letter to Ryan and Charles Adler. I'm a longtime listener, a regular enjoyer of your Friday flamethrower. Thanks, Sheldon. He says, but I couldn't help but notice a bit of a spicy irony during a recent discussion about the feedback you received on your Trudeau interview. That was February 21st. Says, admittedly, you two weathered some rather stinging critiques, and I could almost hear the singeing in your voices as you aired them. But the real irony came with Charles' remark about wanting to just hear the guy out. Just let him speak. These sentiments seem to echo a familiar interview philosophy. Let's rewind to your commentary on Tucker Carlson's interview with Vladimir Putin. The critique was fierce. Tucker was deemed unprofessional, not a real journalist, faulted for precisely not grilling Putin with the tough questions. Yet Carlson's approach largely mirrored your own philosophy of just letting him speak. Is there a bit of a double standard here? The expectation of relentless interrogation seems to be selectively applied. Fiery for some interviewees, mild for others. This dissonance is the kind of fuel that your far-right critics thrive on, Jesperson. Now, to be clear, I'm not defending any interviewee, Trudeau, Putin, or otherwise. I'm simply pointing out the amusing contrast in how you guys apply the standards of real journalism depending on who's in the hot seat. That from Sheldon, who figures Justin Trudeau and Vladimir Putin are pretty much the same guy. How about this one from Crystal, who says, Real Talk's amazing. As a political junkie, as a social studies teacher, I listen to almost every episode. I love multiple perspectives. You guys picking up on a theme here? Crystal says, regarding the premier's out the kids policy, there's ways around it, and you better believe I'm going to take them. Says, if a kid comes to me, tells me they're wrestling with their identity, struggling with self-harm, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, you better believe that I'll contact their parents to find that child's support, but that contact does not necessitate revealing the child's emerging gender identity. If the child is using alternative pronouns but are otherwise well engaged socially, managing their anxiety, and just trying to figure out life, that policy can go fuck itself. Crystal says, children are not undergoing medical procedures without parental involvement. Allowing them to play with pronouns does not mean they're always going to transition. Psychologists know when to give information to parents, and as teachers, as professionals in education, we've got similar expectations. Privacy is important. Security and safety is important. When those come into conflict, adults have to make thoughtful decisions and sacrifice privacy. But pronouns are not a safety issue, so good luck enforcing a stupid policy. And how about this one from Harvey, who says, guys, do you think you could maybe get like 3 federal MPs, one from each party, on the show together to explain why it's okay for them to have a pay increase every fucking year in April, and the rest of us take pay cuts and just try to get by? And by the way, how long do they have to be MPs before they qualify for that plum pension? I had to work 40 plus years before I was able to qualify. Work until I die. That from Harvey. Thanks to all you real talkers that fire up your flamethrowers each and every week. Presented by the DQs in Palisades, Nemeo, Newcastle, Westmount, and Baseline Road. All emails to talk@ryanjesperson.com. Coming up on Monday's episode, one-on-one with Calgary Mayor Jody Gondek, who spills the beans on that one-on-one meeting with the organizer of her recall petition. And then Charles Adler. Gil McGowan wants to be Alberta NDP leader. He's going to join us on Tuesday. And next Thursday, Max Fawcett's going to explain why he says inflation is the province's fault. Have a great weekend, everyone.